You're listening to SBS News.
I'm called Britain's Loyalist Royalist.
Margaret Tyler describes herself as Britain's most loyal royalist. Every wall, surface and scrap of carpet in her two-storey flat in Wembley, northwest of London, is busy with royal memorabilia. The 77-year-old shuffles sideways through rooms dominated by hundreds of plates, mugs, official portraits and even life-sized cutouts of the royal family. She's a lifelong devotee who's camped out in the cold to meet Her Majesty four times.
You're on cloud nine, and when you come home, you think I've just spoken to the Queen. It's almost as though it's impossible.
She has replicas of the royal babies and had an extension built onto her house for the creation of a room dedicated to the late Princess Diana. It's a passion, she says, that's made her poor but very happy, and on a first name basis with the staff at the souvenir shops.
And if something new comes in, they ring me up and say, Margaret, we got so-and-so, do you want us to hold it for you? I can get down there in an hour.
Royal fervour is springing up across London with villages and main thoroughfares adorned in flags and bunting. A cafe just for corgis in central London celebrates the dog most beloved by the long-serving monarch. UK shops and hospitality are expecting a $1.7 billion windfall from the festivities. Souvenir shop worker Ahmed Shahib says it's a welcome boost after 2 years of lockdown misery.
This time is better than before, I think. Like before pandemic, it's very quiet, but now it's going to be picking up and business is almost fine.
Her Majesty is the first British monarch to celebrate 70 years of service. During her reign, she's been served by 14 Prime Ministers of the UK, given her assent to around 4,000 Acts of Parliament, and sent out over 300,000 birthday cards to centenarians. She's created an endearing legacy for many Brits.
She is mother of England, simply. She's mother of everyone. She's look after everyone.
I love the Queen. No, I love the monarchy. It's, you know, when you see all the flags up and that, it looks amazing.
The occasion's also provoked a new wave of Republican sentiment. A billboard campaign is calling for Queen Elizabeth II to be made Elizabeth the Last, with CEO of the lobby group Republic, Graham Smith, predicting support for maintaining a royal family is set for a sharp decline.
It sort of makes sense to people, not to me, but some people, with the Queen. But if you look at Charles and William, I just think that people will say, well, you know, are we really going to just keep on doing this or can we move on?
But Margaret Tyler says they'll have to get through her first.
Well, I'd invite them over here for a start, show them around, make them some tea, sit down with them and talk them out of it if I could.
The 4-day celebration begins this Thursday. Abby Dinham, SBS News.